Time to catch up with Upper Huntershire Council Mayor Maurice Collison to find out what's doing around the district. Maurice, are you well this morning?
Very well, thank you. Great to be here again.
That's the way. Tell us a little bit about Monday night. You had mayor for the day?
Yeah, we go out to all the children between the 8 schools in our shire, and they do a story. The competition encourages students to think about how to improve their community and share their views with local councillors. And there were 675 students put their thoughts forward. And we've picked MacArthur Beddington of Blandford. He won the mayor for the day. And Lucy French from St. Mary's Primary School is the deputy mayor.
Did they come up with something innovative and exciting, like 6-month holidays twice a year for school kids?
Oh, look, all the councils went through them, and I went through quite a few myself, and there's some great stories.
Yeah.
And, you can see Mum and Dad have helped them out with a few rural roads here and there, but, I mean, there's a lot of children went to environment, town upgrades, providing more cycling bins, and they're very, very good, and you could pick probably out of 600, you could probably have 100 winners.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, there's something else that was big yesterday. The skate park opened.
Yeah, out at Merriwar, member for Hunter, Michael Johnson, and my fellow councillor Campbell opened the skate park at Merriwar, which is another great facility. And coming up very shortly in October, there'll be some unisex toilets, cubicles built. And then later on, we hope to build a driver reviver, a new facility for the driver reviver. And there'll be a lot more consultation on that during the next month or so.
Fantastic work for the local community. It's really great to be able to have these facilities for everybody.
Oh, look, it's great. It's great to have it all in the one little park. It's nothing but a positive.
All right. And also, there's a bit of news regarding the airport in Scone.
Yes, Barracon, of course, won the contract to do the taxiway improvements around the drainage at the airport. I think they're actually setting up as we speak. But unfortunately, the runway will have to be closed on Monday the 9th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And that will go through for a 4-week period till the 5th of December. The users have been notified on that, and of course, we've got to try and get that done as quickly as possible and try and have least disruption as possible for the users.
So does that essentially mean the Scone Airport is closed for a month from the 9th of November?
It will be. The runway will be, yes. We're trying to work through with the contractors to see whether we can have a little short opening in the centre there to move planes in or out on it. But that hasn't been decided at this stage.
Oh, well, anybody who's interested, I'm sure they can get in contact with the council for more information. As always, Maurice Collison, thank you very much for joining us this morning, mate.
Thank you very much.